Thank you. Please feel free to stand up and remain standing if you need. It is my pleasure to present this cross-sectoral experience of the USAID Peru Quality Healthcare Project that was implemented with Chemonix and CHEPAIGO. I have no relationships to disclose, and I would like to mention that these are the elements that I will address during my presentation, all of which are focused on the approach that allowed the project to strengthen the country leadership and ownership in scaling up its interventions nationwide. Peru is characterized by diverse cultures and one of the most varied geographies in the continent. It has 500,000 square miles divided into three distinct zones, which includes the arid coastal desert, the Andean highlands, and also the tropical Amazon jungle. The different terrain and cultures and rich natural resources represent opportunities but also challenges for Peru's development. The Peru Quality Healthcare Program, that now I am going to call PQH, was the last bilateral health program funded by USAID in Peru. This project greatly contributed to the legacy of USAID after 50 years of presence in that country, particularly in the health sector. Its objective was to improve the performance of the Ministry of Health and selected subnational governments at the regional and provincial and district levels. These activities were focused on maternal and child health, family planning and reproductive health, the prevention and control of tuberculosis, HIV/AIDS, and intrahospital infections. The project implemented its activities in 16 regions of the country from 2008 to 2013. These areas in color are the ones that the project was focused on the last 2 years of interventions. These interventions reach more than 1,200 healthcare facilities in the country and benefited roughly around 8 million people. The project supported the government of Peru and the Ministry of Health in the expansion of three strategies. The first one was the universal health coverage that promoted the use of the best national and international evidence to define the services provided at the clinical practices. The second strategy was to decentralize the services that were seeking to transfer healthcare sector roles and responsibility to regional governments. The third was to strengthen the primary healthcare using the family and community-based integrated service model. These strategies implied having in place a social accountability system that benefited the poorest sectors of the population and incorporated the human rights approach to guarantee equal access to quality services for health. The structure of the healthcare system in Peru follows a very characteristic pyramid model, where more than 6,000 healthcare facilities are distributed in three different levels of care. Most of the services are provided at the primary level, which is defined the first level. In each of these levels, a mix of providers are present, mainly from the public sector, represented by the Ministry of Health, the semi-autonomous entity represented by the Social Security, the armed forces, which administers its own network of health centers and hospitals, the private sector, and the NGO sector. In general, the sector sought to improve the following principles: integration, accessibility, quality and opportunity, social and community participation, which PQH used as a foundation upon which its interventions were implemented. Taking into consideration that Peru is a multi-ethnic, multicultural, and multilingual country, PQH had to negotiate with national, regional, and municipal authorities on an approach that would allow them to reduce the different gaps that were affecting the quality of health services. The approach was meant to provide quick and positive results that would motivate the participants to move forward the changes needed to overcome the challenges described in this slide. The project faced many challenges, including severe epidemics, devastating dengue outbreaks, two national health worker strikes that affected the normal delivery of health services for several weeks, complex political scenarios with constant changes of key decision makers at the three different levels of government. It was a surrealistic situation. In some cases, some of the local governments had a very high level of funding that was available but was not linked to the real development and health needs of the population. Resources in terms of the human resources and funding, was also made available to implement the agreed upon interventions. The project, however, was able to successfully navigate these challenges, keeping multiple stakeholders involved and informed through an active and permanent informative agenda. The project promoted a model that took into consideration one of the government's Peru's main objectives, which was to reduce the inequality, disseminating the idea that quality was equity. That perspective in mind helped PQH to implement an approach centered on improving the quality towards achieving better health outcomes, mainly through the use of performance improvement methodology, which now on I will call PIM. This consisted of a continual quality improvement process based on best practices that allowed the project to help the government to update the technical national guidelines and protocols and strengthen the workers' capacities. PQH used this PIM in discussion with the stakeholders and partners, which included universities, municipalities, associations, groups of patients, and local government authorities, to identify the performance gaps based on the established evidence-based standards in line with the national technical norms. The quality teams in each facility designed and implemented improvement plans to close the identified performance gaps. The project promoted the recognition of successful teams for their efforts, motivating them to continue improving. At the end of the project, through a strong network of champions, PIM was included in the national norms as a mandatory tool to be used in all public health facilities. The quality process promoted by the project had a set of standards of care to guarantee the quality of services, and these must be provided with quality. As you can see in this poster, clinics had to respect the basic values perceived by patients, which included the dignity and respect. The providers had also to allow enough time to patients to listen attentively. They requested also providers to give medical advice with simple and clear language. They required asking patients if they have understood clearly what was the medical advice received. The final category stated that providers clearly explain to patients what is expected from them in terms of the follow-up and when they had to return to the clinics. All these materials were accessible in native languages, and job aids were produced to make them more user-friendly so they could be understood by illiterate people. PQH facilitated different examples of integration of cross-sectoral programming at three different levels of government, covering geographic regions of Peru. As you can see in this slide, the process included collecting baseline information, talking to families and patients at the community level, and promoting and disseminating the strategies that will be implemented. Talking and coordinating with health term teams, community neighborhood boards, and providing them with the information collected by the project, and requesting their participation in the dissemination of the results achieved. More descriptive information about this process is available in a video on YouTube under the name Quality Healthcare Reaches Remote Peru. The multidisciplinary work was carried out not only with the health providers, but also with the patients' associations, the healthcare facility users, members of the civil society organizations, and healthcare experts. That made possible to develop a platform like the percentage of the coverage of all these indicators displayed on this slide that allowed the project to introduce the quality standards that produce important outcomes, as you can see. Information was obtained in healthcare records, the statistics used by the Health Mitre Networks, in this case in the northern region of San Martin. The PQH experience also allowed the leveraging and co-funding with many different initiatives. There were examples at the national, regional, and local levels. There was one case of the municipality in Ucayali, this is located in the Amazonian jungle, where the mayor was convinced that the health results achieved in the district would be or will represent a political gain for his upcoming political campaign. During two consecutive years, the mayor decided to fund a preventative communication education campaign for HIV prevention, providing $300,000. As displayed in this slide, significant funds were leveraged and budgets were included in the operational plans for technical entities to be followed. Three important issues were identified to ensure sustainability. First one was the decision of the health directorates to maintain the role and leadership of the quality teams. Another element was the healthcare facilities to incorporate PIM plans in different technical areas of the health services and the annual budgets, ensuring the necessary funds for the implementation. An additional approach for sustainability was included with regional and universities that supported the training centers to extend the capacity to implement PLIM in all personnel from all healthcare facilities in the region. 3 national public universities covering more than 26 different health-related careers introduced the project's interventions into the undergraduate curriculum, expanding the possibilities for increasing the cadre of professionals using PIM. Was also used as an accreditation instrument, a supervision tool in many of the districts. This slide summarizes the most important lessons learned during the process of the implementation of the project. Although PQIH contract required that the contractor should facilitate developing partnerships, creating synergies, and building consensus on the replication of agreed upon best practices and models, it was determined during the implementation process that the only way to guarantee success was to develop the quality improvement process based on human rights. Promoting the concept that best example of equity that the government was pursuing could be made possible only through the provision of quality health services. That was only possible if the basic package of those services was standardized. Thus, we could guarantee that services received in one region will be the same in the rest of the country. That was the window of opportunity used by the project. It is important to mention that the extension and complexity of all the alliances forged beyond the public sector, using a cross-sectoral approach, allowed the mobilization of funds for expanded health performance improvement plans throughout the regions. At the moment, still local NGOs continue implementing these interventions in support to the government and sub-government policies. I just would like to finish with this quote from Rosa Munoz, a health worker at the region of Ayacucho. We have to turn ourselves into actors of our own history. We can have fewer malnourished children, fewer maternal deaths, fewer pregnant adolescents, and fewer people with sexually transmitted diseases if we commit ourselves. And in this effort, we have the participation of the regional government, the municipalities, the teachers, and we have communication mechanisms that measure the results. In the short term, with corrections are made along the way so we can start learning from these experiences. But let's start to do what has to be done. I believe and I am convinced that if we start with the small experiences, we can undertake national actions and bring about change. Thank you very much.